Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mashazdeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Today, I am flying solo. Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. And I love when I read books and they inspire me. And so I'm reading Dave Grohl's book. I think it's called Storylines right now. And if you haven't read the book, I highly recommend picking it up, especially if you're a Gen Xer like myself, if you loved the band Nirvana, or if you like the Foo Fighters. I'm a massive Nirvana fan. So it's probably one of my favorite bands of all time. And so I grew up on that music and thought, yeah, I'll listen to that book. And man, I will tell you, it's an amazing book. But I was thinking this morning in the shower, I was thinking, man, that guy's life changed so much. You know, he was literally sleeping on the floor of a van touring with this punk rock band in the 1990. And a year later, he was the drummer for this relatively unknown band called Nirvana. And it's September 1991. Smells Like Teen Spirit comes out and his life has changed forever. They become literally like a worldwide sensation. And then I was thinking, I said, wow, I started looking this stuff up because he talks about Kurt Cobain's death. And by 1994, just 3 years after he joined the band, Kurt Cobain died. And I said, holy shit, man, so much change for this guy's life in just 3 years. And so today's episode is really about like, what can happen in a 3 year period? And I started thinking, you know, I'm in the shower and I'm thinking about how much change for Dave Grohl and in his life in just a short period of time. And obviously he's lived an extraordinary life. And I started thinking about my own life in 3 year increments. And so the first thought that came across my mind was, well, where was I 3 years ago? It's September 2022 and September 2019. And I thought, holy shit, man, a lot has changed in my life in just 3 years. And in September 2019, I was in the depths. In fact, September 13th, 2019, which is three years ago today, I was considering quitting my partnership and company as CEO. I was like, I'm out. And I was wrestling with this massive decision. Massive decision. I was 6.5 years into a business partnership, had grown this like one of the fastest growing companies in the United States, had built this 9-figure company from nothing. And here I was completely like, I'm considering quitting it. And I didn't even make it past 2 more months. On November 13th, I resigned and from as CEO, and I started the process of unwinding my partnership and not being a partner in that company anymore and leaving that business. So I thought, man, what's changed in my life in those 3 years? I thought, man, I mean, we had COVID, obviously, which has nothing to do with me, but has changed the whole world that we live in. But what's happened in my life? You know, I published my book. I launched this podcast, the thing I'm doing right now, you know, doing a solo. I didn't even have a podcast 3 years ago. I didn't even launch it till almost a year after I left the company. And I've since published hundreds of episodes and spent time with amazing people and learned so much. That didn't even exist 3 years ago. And I started working with CEOs and entrepreneurs. And now I'm onto this next chapter where I'm trying to buy companies. And I said, man, so much has changed in my life. And then I thought about my personal life. I thought, you know, 3 years ago, I was first of all, having a huge personal, you know, moment in my life. But I was telling some friends of mine last week, I said, you know, I've never felt better in my life. I've never been happier in my life. I've never been more grateful in my life. And 3 years ago, the opposite was true. I was actually really struggling with who I was and what I was doing. But I've had this massive transformation. I said, man, so much can change in 3 years, whether you're Darius Mashazadeh or Dave Grohl or Nirvana. So I want you to start thinking about your own life and just know that so much can change in such a short period of time. And I think a lot of times we put these like this pressure on ourselves to have to, you know, we need it now. We need change now. We need big to happen now. But so much can change in such a short period of time if we're doing the right things and if we're living our purpose and if we're here on earth creating value. And it got me thinking to a lot, some of the most successful people I know. And I'm a person that kind of studies success. I study people who are successful. And you can go down the list. I mean, anyone, if you look at the most successful people in the world and go trace their beginnings, look at how much changes from when their first big success to what they were doing 3 years before. And I started thinking to my friends. I have some friends who are really successful people. And there's a common thread is that a lot changes really quickly. And within 3 years, their lives fully transform. And so I wanted to really dedicate today's show to this idea of what can happen in 3 years. And I think the best way of doing that is putting yourself through an exercise that I did this morning. So I took myself back 3 years. And then I said, well, I'm going to go back 3 years, so call it 6-7 times. So I thought, well, what was happening in my life? I mentioned where I'm at right now. I mentioned where I was at in 2019. I said, well, let me go back three more years. Where was I in September 2016, both personally and professionally? And it was really interesting. You know, what had changed for me? Well, massive had changed. You know, I was on my way out of my professional business in 2019. 2016, it was the first peak I had, the biggest peak I had in that business. First time we hit $200 million in revenue. First time we hit 1,000 employees. And that's professionally. That business had never been bigger and better. And it wasn't to get bigger and better again until 2020. But that business had grown exponentially prior to the 3 years before that. But here we were peaking, growing like crazy. Personally, though, I was not doing well. I had a massive weight problem. I ended up losing between 16 and 19. I'd lost over 100 pounds, actually over 150 pounds to be my svelte, beautiful version I am today. but I went through a massive weight loss, massive physical transformation. In September 19, I was really at a point where I was spending a lot more time with the family. September 16, I was traveling all the time. I was gone. I was on an airplane or in a Zoom call. And I that was actually the decision to move in September 16. I already made the decision to move to Austin. Actually, to come to think of it, in September 16, I decided to move to Austin after living in the Bay Area for 17 years. 2019, I was living in Austin. Life totally transformed. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius from Shazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack, to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now, I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. So I thought, well, where was I in September of 13? Again, massive transformation. I was just starting my business at the Money Source. We had 13 employees then. We were pre-revenue. So from September 13 to September 16, I went from pre-revenue, 13 employees, to $200 million in annual revenue, 1,000 employees. And on the personal side, my second son was born. I was a dad again. I had a three-month-old, and I had almost four-year-old at the time. And I had just moved to Oakland, California from San Francisco. Totally new city. It was tons of transformation personally in my life. Brand new business. Didn't even know if it was going to make it or not. Yet here I was 3 years later, moving to Austin, $200 million business, 1,000 employees, really trying to fix my health. So much had changed. So I thought, well, where was I 3 years before that? And I said, wow, well, September 2010, I had an eight-month-old, my first son. He was 8 months old at the time. And I was, by the way, I was three companies before that. I had bought and sold a company, a business, and I was at a company where I was trying to buy a company in Los Angeles, California. And I had just shut down my business that I had for 7 years in January of 2013. And here I was 3 years later, starting the Money Source, you know, starting that business, the Money Source. So much had changed in just 3 years. But in 2010, I was trying to buy a business, which inevitably blew up in my face. And I was living in LA. I had an eight-month-old and my wife living in San Francisco. And I was living away from them, which is, I've talked about it on a previous episode, something that I would never do. One of the biggest things I regret in my life was losing that physical time with my infant son. And that's what was going on in my life. I was three businesses before the TMS just 3 years earlier. So I thought, oh my gosh, so much had changed. So then I went back to September of 2007, 3 years before September 2010. And I was like, holy moly. That was the time where I was basically 1 month away from getting married. And I was on the death's doorstep by my business. I literally thought I was going bankrupt at Twin Capital, which was my first company I started. And I said, oh my God, we had 150 employees then. Mind you, 3 years later, the business wasn't even in existence. And in September 2007, secondary markets had crashed. I couldn't get small enough fast enough. I was in a 17,000 square foot office. I had just built the 40th fastest company in the whole country. Yet here I was winding it down, which ended up becoming a 3 year wind down almost. And again, so different from where I was in 2010, so different from where I was in 2013, so different from where I was in 2016, so different from where I was in 20, so different from where I am right now. So I thought, wow, well, where was I in September 2004? And I was like, wow, that was when life couldn't have been more exciting. And I had a company, my brother joined me as my business partner. My girlfriend, who was my wife for 15 years next month, was moving in with me. And I had this business that probably had 20 employees at the time and was on this upward trajectory to becoming the 40th fastest growing company in the United States. I was 26 years old. I had I was about to have the most amazing 2-year ride of my life. Yet little did I know that the third year, 2006, was amazing. 2007 I was in the pits of despair. And so I went back, and this is the final one. I went back to September 2001, and I just moved to San Francisco, and 9/11 had just happened, and I was 23 years old, and I was starting my career as a stock trader. Little did I know that 3 years later, 2004, I would be the CEO of Twin Capital and building one of the fastest growing companies in the United States. But 3 years before that, I was living in a house with 8 roommates. I hadn't met my wife yet. I met her a year later. And I was waking up at 5 in the morning, and I had 7 jobs, and I was hustling. And so I thought, in doing this exercise, and I highly recommend you do this, is go back 3 years and think of your life 3-year increments. 19, you can do 2 years, 3 years. I think 3 years is a good amount. Go back 3 year in 3-year increments. Do 2000. Here we are at 22. Go to 19. Go to 16. September 16. Where were you? Where were you in September of 13? Where were you in September of 10, September of 7, September of 4, and September of 1? Maybe you weren't even born, but probably you were. Think about what's changed in your life. And what this exercise did for me that I thought was pretty amazing was it gave me a lot of perspective that so much can change in such a short period of time. What's important is that we go in with an open heart. We go in with an open mind. We work towards the things we love, the things we care about, and we let, destiny do the rest of the work for us. And I think that when we walk in with that perspective of knowing that so much can change in such a short period of time, and we walk in with the right intention of doing it with an open heart and open mind, that we allow essentially God to do the work for us. And whether you believe in God or not, I am a believer in God, that I want to let God do the work for me. All I'm here to do is show up and put myself in a position to create value for the world and let destiny do the rest of the work for you. So with that said, I wanted to share those thoughts. It was kind of a cool insight I saw when I was reading this book by Dave Grohl, which again, I highly recommend. I think it's called Storylines. But where are you going to be in 3 years? It's probably a hell of a lot different than where you're at today. And just enjoy the ride, because life's short. With that said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I love flying solo. I love sharing my thoughts and insights with you. And stay tuned. We have so many great episodes coming up, so many amazing guests coming on the show. And I have some really wonderful solos that I've been cooking up that I'm excited to share with you. All right. Peace out. We love you.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.